I'm going to start off by saying this podcast is going to sound like I'm rambling, kind of like I'm trying to cover a lot of information in a very short period of time. And you, in fact, might go, man, he sounds a little bit like an idiot. But trust me, by the time we get to the end of the podcast, you'll be like, Garth has certifiably lost his mind. Please get him a straitjacket. Yep, that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you're having a great week, great day, great night. Whenever you're listening to this, hey, thanks for checking us out. Thanks for reaching out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Also, you want to check out some great swag, all-American stuff. And now the David Alliance is starting to post their things on it, their shirts. You can go to revolution4fathers.com. Good stuff on there. If you like guns, if you like dogs, if you like America, if you like Jesus, you can find some cool stuff on there. Make sure you check it out. And our shirt that we're highlighting this week is the, on the front it says crazy about Jesus. And on the back, it is a picture of Jesus wearing the same shirt, but it says crazy about, and you get to put your own name there. Great opportunity to share the gospel with people. Don't forget, Well Built Supplements. This month they're having a free giveaway. Go to their Facebook page, Well Built Supplements. Like it, share it, check it out. You can win some free supplements, and they've got a bunch of great supplements. And now they've got some really killer water bottles, always adding stuff. Make sure you check them out. And Tony Herman. Make sure you check out Tony Herman at Webstix, WebStix.com. You need a website, he's got you. Coolest cat on the net. Now, where are we going today? Well, how do I say this? It's going to get a little Looney Tunes maybe for some of you. We're going to talk about angels, but we're going to go somewhere. Remember, we just got done talking about the end times about a month and a half ago. Got a lot of feedback on that. This is kind of end up with that theme, at least to leave that taste in your mouth by the time we're done. But we're talking about angels. Now, let me check this out right from the beginning. When you study angels, you realize that the translators in the Bible use the word angels a lot simply to talk about celestial or what we would say heavenly beings. There actually are only a few instances where they specifically talk about an angel. We always say the cherubim, the seraphim, they're angels. Well, they were more heavenly beings, not angels. Now, you might go, is there a big difference? Not really. Angels are under the heading of heavenly beings. There are also seraphims, cherubims, messengers, ministers, watchers, hosts, mediators, guardians, and there's even an organization, a kind of style of angels. They're the archangels, which we know that Michael and Gabriel are, they're the archangels. They're kind of like the top dogs. Then we know that there are some heavenly entities or, you know, celestial beings that also guard thrones, have power over dominions, are ruling principalities, are specific authorities, or have specific powers. This might be some type of hierarchy, we don't know, but we don't know that they're always all just angels. You know, the cherubim, they were known as the guardians in the Bible. In fact, there was one cherubim who, you know, there were some that were called to guard the Garden of Eden. There was another cherubim who got a little cocky. His name was Lucifer. And yes, we know that he and a large number of angels got thrown out of heaven, or heavenly beings, we should say, got thrown out of heaven. And kind of the rest is history. We're living through that one right now, aren't we? We do know this, Hebrews 1:14, that these heavenly beings, these celestial beings, they are there to serve those of us who will inherit eternal life. Now, there's a lot in Scripture about angels. We know that they can encourage, they can strengthen. I mean, when Jesus was in the desert and was tempted for 40 days by Satan, God didn't send down the Holy Spirit to strengthen him. He sent down angels. We see this in Jacob, or we see this with Jacob in Genesis 32, with Daniel in Daniel 8:18, Paul in Acts 27, Elijah in 1 Kings 19. We also know that angels guide us. They encourage us, they deliver us, they enlighten us, they empower us, they protect us, they lead us, they indulge us in combat. They can be entertained, they can be unrecognized. In fact, Hebrews 12:2 says, be careful for some of you, be careful when around strangers, for some of you are entertaining angels and you don't even know it. So you go, what's all this talk about angels? Well, there is a myth when we talk about angels dealing in Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, and it has to do with the Nephilim. Who are the Nephilim? I'm not going to cover that in detail, but I'll say this. At that time in Genesis 6, there were fallen heavenly entities, call them fallen angels if you will, who were going down to earth and having sex with human women. And you go, what? I never heard about this. It's all over Scripture. We'll get there. But here's what happened. Those fallen angels had offspring, and those offspring are what we now know as demons. No, demons are not fallen angels. That's nowhere in Scripture. That's just a myth that we've picked up and we promote due to a lack of term for demons. Demons are the offspring of the fallen angels who came to earth and had sex with women. Okay, now we know that a large number of demons are still locked up in the abyss. Some are loose. We know that fallen angels are, for the most part, stuck in the heavens doing war, where Satan is at as of now until the end times. At some point, Satan will get thrown out of the heavens, and he will then take on the body of the Antichrist after he's been dead for 3 days, and then the last little bit of the end times will unfold. God will come down, kick butt. Okay, we've covered that in our end time series, but I want to cover this. People always look at Genesis 6, and they have a couple thoughts. First, some say, well, they said that they have the sons of man had sex with the women of earth, and the sons of man, maybe they're the lineage of Seth. That's a theory. Some say, well, maybe they're from the heroes from the mythical past, the heroes of the past. Believe it or not, the heroes of the past are mythical. They're made up. It's like in Minnesota when we talk about Paul Bunyan. He's not real. Maybe in 10,000 years, people will think he really was real. I don't know. But the heroes from the mythical past are not real. And in fact, Paul talks about these mythical heroes that kind of came out of the book of Enoch, which again was just stories that became believable. And we won't go on anymore. But here's the deal. These angelic beings, these sons of man, were in fact angelic beings. How do we know this? Because that term is being used in Job chapter 1, Job chapter 2, Job chapter 38, Daniel chapter 3, Genesis chapter 6. And whenever they use that term, it's always speaking of these heavenly beings. Now, they are post-heavenly. They now have been cast out because of their rebellion. But it's also noted in 2 Peter 2, 1 through 10, and Jude 6 and 7, where it says, in the end times, Jesus will come back, there will be the rapture, and then things will get as bad as in Genesis 6, before Christ comes back to judge. And he's going to come back and basically kick butt, kick the Antichrist out of Jerusalem. He's going to take Satan and his demons and throw them into the they're going to lock them up for 1,000 years for the millennium. Again, I'm trying not to re-preach the whole end times thing, but this is the point. This is where we're going. It says that it will be like the days of Noah. In Genesis 6, we see in the days of Noah, again and again, that angelic fallen entities had sex with females. Now you might go, Garth, I don't understand where you're going. Okay, now here's where you might think I'm going to lose my mind. Matthew 24, 36, but about the day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone, for the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. What happened there? Very clear. We know that the fallen angels came and had sex with women. So we see all this push lately about UFOs. UFOs are real. They are. But they're demonic beings and or angelic beings. So we see now coming down to the end times something that I believe is going to be a setup for those final few years of the tribulation. I believe our world is so severely demonic in the arena of sexuality because it ultimately will introduce the demonic into that arena of sexuality once again, like Matthew said, in the days of Noah. That Jesus will come back to judge and rule the world, and right before that will be like the days of Noah. What do I mean by that? I mean, we live in a generation right now where people say, I'm not straight. Some say I'm not gay. Some say I'm not lesbian. They say I am binary, or genderqueer is the new term. They're non-sexually orientated, however they're sexual. So if you're not straight and you're not gay and you're not lesbian, but you're binary or you're genderqueer, then who have you attracted into your life for a sexual relationship? You've attracted demonic or fallen angels. Is that happening right now? I don't believe so, not yet. Will it happen? I believe so. We'll probably say it was aliens, things like that, but it is a huge setup. So my final call to you is this. Understand that when you break the laws of God that he has for sex, which is between a man and a woman in the bounds of marriage, anything outside of that, pornography, lust, fornication, adultery, you are inviting the demonic into your life. That's why it's so dangerous. And we will see this culminate right down to the end times, and it will absolutely be the final blow before Christ comes back and rules and reigns. Guard your heart, guard your purity, guard your mind, guard your sexuality now more than ever. If you want to hear the whole sermon on this, I just preached it two days ago at Hillspring Church. You can find it on our Facebook page, or it'll be posted in a day or two on our YouTube page. There's a lot more there. Wanted to get it out to you. I know, some of you are like, he's lost it. Well, we'll see, won't we? But until then, keep slaying giants.